Ash London's
Five Feet. K-pop band BTS really know how to build suspense. Their upcoming single is called Butter, as in butter, not butter. It won't be dropping until May 21, which is still a couple of weeks ago, but the insanely popular boys have already begun teasing the new track. In, oh, you know I hate these. It's just a bit of audio that doesn't give us much. Sounds like a Billie Eilish song.
It does. Actually, you know what it sounds like?
What?
You know, like in like a medical show, like a Grey's Anatomy, when
oh,
you're
yeah.
in surgery and
oh,
like
yeah.
the camera pans?
Yeah.
That's like the heart rate music, like a.
It's so
while
true.
While they're all working with the
and
tools.
Then it just goes beep.
Yeah, yeah.
And then DED.
That's it.
Obviously, that song will go number one worldwide because they are the biggest thing since sliced.
We'll play it.
We'll obviously play it. And if we don't, the BTS army will be.
Come after
Hello.
Us.
Hello. Do you know once they sent me flowers when I early
the army.
On? The army.
That's nice of the army.
It was so like,
usually not like that.
Fancy flowers as a thank you. And they put in their own money for it.
Wow.
It's like sweet.
The least we can do is play the song then.
We'll definitely play it.
Yeah.
Speaking of new music, we haven't heard new stuff from Coldplay in like a year and a half. These guys are my favorite live band to ever see ever. So incredible. They've got a new single called Higher Power. It's being premiered in a very epic way. They announced that the track will receive its first play, this is so Coldplay, on an extraterrestrial transmission to French astronaut called Thomas, who's on board the International Space Station. I got my hands up shaking just to let you know that you've got a higher power. Got me singing every second. It's love and hate with Coldplay and so many
yeah,
people
we'll
hate them.
We'll be playing Infant tomorrow night on the show as well.
I love them so much. Speaking of men I love, James Bay. James Bay, my bae, has teamed up with Maisie Peters to release a new track. This one's called Funeral. I want you to want me despite all that, to live every day like the plane might crash, to chase every satellite and start again all of my hopes to your handlebars. I love James Bay. I love his song with Julian Michaels called Peer Pressure. I listen to it most days in the car. And this morning over breakfast, I was playing it and Adrian was like, be honest, have you got a crush on this guy? But I'll give in to yours. Oh! James and Julia, a match made in heaven, musically speaking. Anyway, that was quite the tangent from a new
it
James
was.
Bay song to an old James Bay song, but it's called Ash London Live. It should be called Ash London Tangents Live. I'm okay with it. What would music news be here at Ash London Live without a Billie Eilish story? She was left stunned during a video interview where a stack of very famous people like Justin Bieber, Halle Berry, Avril Lavigne, Orlando Bloom all asked her questions. None got her more excited, though, than Missy Elliott.
Hi, Billy.
What? Oh, my God.
I was wondering, is there any songs that you recorded that you love but you didn't get a chance to shoot a video for? And if so, what songs are they?
Oh, my God, Missy Elliott. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hi. That's crazy that you know who I am. That is such a good question. I Love You is one of my favorite songs of my own, and I didn't get to make a video for it. Same with Ilo Milo. It's just like the time got away from me, you know?
How would you feel, Missy Elliott, knowing your name?